You are now part of a relationship counseling situation, and you can WhatsApp your opinions through on 0829 904 904 because my boyfriend has fallen prey to American propaganda.
Oh no, what now?
And I say this with my whole chest because every time we're watching TV, which we know is usually American, and they grill something on their barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And they do that, k-k-k-k, light the gas.
Yeah.
Quick. He goes, I really want to get a gas braai for our courtyard.
Wow.
He's like, no, man, look at it. It's so simple. And I'm just like, I just turn and look at him, gobsmacked, and excuse me, it is not a real braai unless it's over a wooden burning piece of wood.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, but like, what a mission to light the, don't you think we'd braai more if we could just click it on with gas? And I'm like, well, then we may as well cook it on the stove. You see, I know, Eugene, you want to side with him because you like him. But as a South African,
yeah,
who is braaiing over gas? That's not a braai.
Ooh.
That's a campsite.
As a South African, yes. As a half Afrikaans South African from the north of Cape Town,
yes,
I am blatantly offended.
Well, thank you, Dean. And I feel like a lot of
that
you...
That is blasphemy.
This is what I said. I looked at
take
it.
Take his ID away.
He has brought it up a few different times. And then we were watching this YouTuber he likes, and the YouTuber was grilling something on the little American click, click, click.
Yeah.
And he was like, look how easy that was. And yeah. I was like, stop bringing it up. First of all, we have a tiny courtyard. I'm not taking up half the space for an ugly eyesore of a gas braai. And secondly, we already have a Weber braai that you put wood in and it works perfectly fine.
But now you need to add balance, Angel.
Oh, no, Eugene.
You need to add balance.
Why are you playing the devil's advocate?
Look, I'm not going to lie. There's nothing more beautiful and juicy and tasty that just plays to your senses than something that's wood-fired over a braai.
Yeah.
But also, we want to eat at like a good time because you get those people like they invite you over for a braai.
Yes, yes.
Dan sikkelie mense vir 'n uur of twee om die vuur in die gang te kry.
Ja, 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 ek weet.
Nou, ek is nou nie van daai persone nie. As jy my oornooi vir 'n braai,
ja.
Ons eet sommer oor 'n uur of twee. Ek wil nie nou nog later van
twee.
Nee, maar Dennis is mos lekker gesellig, man. Ons drink, ons eet en ons speel 'n paar gamepies hier en daar, maar ek wil nou nie vanaand 11:00 eet. Ek moet
net
pak ons saam.
Now, Eugene, I hear that argument, and that's why I can't, like, yes, it does look more convenient, but it takes the point is you sit around a fire and you wait for the coals to reach the right temperature.
Yeah.
And if I'm inviting you over for a braai, and then I just click, click, click it on, and now it's immediately ready.
Van die gees is weg.
Yeah. Now, you can't sit around the little gas burner having a
Angel, wacht. Laat ik jou een vraag vragen. Kan Andrew 'n vuurtjie maak binne 'n paar minute? Ek gee hom 'n hele sak hout.
Hy's van Johannesburg. Hulle blaai met what's that stuff called? Namcha.
Briquette. No.
Briquettes, ja, daai goed.
He can make a fire, but that's a
within like 5 minutes.
That's a different fight. I'm not here to assess his manhood.
No. This goes to my argument.
You already exactly did. That's why you're dating him.
If I'm going over, like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we eating tonight.
Look, he makes a lovely fire in the fireplace currently because it's winter.
Yeah.
But I just want you guys to help me win this argument. What am I telling him so that he stops with this dream of getting gas? Or are you letting Eugene win with this being nice for the sake of it? Quick,
Angel,
braai.
Angel, there's a reason why they say we're cooking with gas. Come on.
Debbie says, gas braai seems amazing, but the cleaning is a nightmare.
I can believe that.
Good point, Debbie. Thank you. That's helpful. Kaylin says, I don't care as long as there's food. If it's chicken, that's what ovens are for, though.
100%. So long as net no eat. Like, no. Binne paar minute. Cool, fine.
Connie says, Angel, tell Eugene and your boyfriend, using gas is not braaiing. It's cooking. Thanks.
Amen.
Really?
Amen.
Well, number one, thank you.
It's a cookout. Americans call it a cookout, and I will accept that that's a cookout, but we're not braaiing anymore.
Braaiing is also cooking, people. It's just the fancy word, our word, that we say braaiing. The Americans call it barbecue.
Mm-mm.
The Australians, Barbie.
All right. Listen, Barbie and Ken aside, let's have a listen to some opinions.
Gas is not braai.
There you go. There was no stuttering in that one.
Nope.
Another one.
Sorry, Angel, you lose this one. I also don't enjoy a wood fire. I would much prefer to either use a gas braai or I use the gas oven. So,
no, man.
Unfortunately, I'm not with you on this one.
Well, that's okay.
Like so much fun.
If you're not a South African and you have the accent, that's strange for you, but I'm happy.
Look, again, I'm just the person that wants to eat now. Don't invite me if we're going to eat 15 hours later because
here's the thing. If I'm making a steak on a braai, you make the fire and 10 minutes later, it's hot enough to just sear the steak and then I want it rare anyway.
Yeah, medium rare.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, 10 minutes on the fire.
No, 10 minutes after you've made the fire, it's ready. You don't have to sit for an hour. Oof. It's actually quite a quick panicky process if I'm making steak on the fire.
But my thing is when you go to a braai, like it's a whole day event.
It's a whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. Now why? Oh, no.
Lizelle says he may as well just use an air fryer.
Wow, that is.
Or order braai on Uber Eats.
He made me lunch today in the air fryer. It's delicious, but it certainly is not a braai.
That's funny.
Okay, one last voice note before we start to get into your. We're gonna squeeze in another song, hey?
Yeah, we can.
So let's do one last voice note before that.
It's called a kayer.
Nee.
So you make a fire, and when the coals are right, you put on more wood. And you drink some more brandy and cokes, and then you braai a bit later, and you just talk and get gesellig. That's what it's about.
I see. Well, listen, I will say in his defense, he's saying if people come over, then yes, a wood braai. But for convenience, we just want to get outdoors a little bit, crank up a gas braai, which is nice and well, but do you think we live in a mansion? Do you know how tiny our courtyard is? We can't have both.
But like I said, guys, balance.
Hey, guys. Listening to your story about braais, there is a simple solution. I went through the same conundrum a couple of years ago, not wanting to braai on gas, but also not wanting to always have to light a fire. But you can actually buy little packets of smoking chips, French oak smoking chips. Ooh. And you make a little bucky with some tin foil, and you put it into your gas braai in between the burners. And as the burners are burning that, it burns the wood and still gives you the smell and the taste of an actual braai with the convenience of gas.
I really hope he's not listening anymore because problem you've solved. Just solved his problem.
Problem solved. Dad, we're done. Let's go home, guys. Let's go.
Look, to be fair, I hear this whole thing of like French smoking chips or whatever. I don't want to smoke chips. I don't want to...
You want to vape, man?
No, I mean, I do want to do that. But I want to eat potato chips while my food is on a braai.
I feel
not
you.
Not on a chas...
No, and also the whole neighborhood needs to smell the smoke. It needs to do that,
smell
South African.
The hiss.
And they go, someone's braai.
Yeah.
Like, you got it. Like, that's the rule.
Yeah.
All right, but let's hear some more.
Angel and team, it's simple. We are South Africans. Ons braai.
Yeah, precies.
Americans, barbecue. End of story. No discussion further.
Barbecue is a chip flavor.
Oh, you see, now Alan has WhatsApped a text saying, I don't trust gas braai, as every time on Final Destination, boom. No thank you, they're scary.
But also that happens in America. We haven't had a Final Destination here in South Africa, so we're safe.
Oh, they haven't set one out
yet. Yeah, no, we're fine, we're fine. We cool.
That's, if something's going to go wrong, it's your gas braai.
Do you know what I'm saying? yeah, we're cool.
All right, Daryl's weighing in saying, wait till he has to clean it. See, lots of people have been saying it's a nightmare to clean.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like it'll just stay
dishes,
dirty.
I mean, come on. It's just an extra thing to clean.
We just put those in the dishwasher, please.
And wow, you guys are really adding to deforestation, aren't you?
I mean, it uses less water to use a dishwasher.
It really
Fun
does.
Fun fact.
Yes, and yet, how many trees do we have? A whole lot less now. Thank
well,
you.
Oh, you want me to stop burning trees
That's
and do a gas?
That's Jeff Bezos' fault, not ours.
Oh,
wow guys. Thanks.
Oh, this is devolving. This is what happens. This is what gas brides do to people. They make us fight. This is why you shouldn't have that. Sherwin says gas is what comes out of your bum.
That settles it. No further discussion. Thank you.
Yes.
Funny how it's all the English people phoning in to say gas braai's better. Afrikaans means a braai boat.
Yeah.
It does seem to be a bit of a type, but there are people from all types of languages weighing in today. And let's have a listen to some more.
Hey Joyride, so the plain simple South African explanation is the word braai and gas are not allowed in the same sentence because they're not allowed the same, they're actually not the same thing. Gas is not braaiing. Mm. Please, Mensa, get it right.
I love it. There's an English person giving you the example. Please, Mensa, get it right.
I love
so
it.
She's breaking the stereotype, but I agree.
Love it.
I agree completely. All right, let's squeeze in some more opinions.
Hey Angel, I'm from the Eastern Cape originally,
mm-hmm.
and there is no such thing as a gas bra. You only bra with wood. True. Always, every time, doesn't matter if it's just the two of you or if there are 10 of you,
mm-hmm.
it's a wood fire.
Yeah, you see, I see, and I understand it would be easier, but then the shame in our friends' eyes when they come over and see that. It's just going to be, I don't need extra cortisol like that. Come on now.
Oh.
We've got to manage our stress levels
Yo,
in this
life.
There's
enough in the world already.
You know, we can't have to now explain a gas braai, trying to convince people it's so convenient. But yeah, I don't know.
Angel, extem 100% met jou saam. Hoe gaan braai broodjies? Op 'n gasbraai smaak.
You see?
Dit gaan ons nooit dieselfde wees as braai broodjies op 'n houtvuur nie.
Hmm.
Nee, my suster, die kat gaan nie vlieg nie. Dit is jammer, maak maar 'n vuurtjie.
Ek love haar aksent so baie.
Die kat gaan nie vlieg nie.
Ek love jou aksent.
Yeah, we've got the true, echte Suid-Afrikaanse mense here fighting for the cause. And I appreciate this... I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know.
You know what, Angel? Can I switch?
You've come to the braai side.
Yeah, you know, sorry, Madibs. Like, yeah, you fought so hard, and I'm sorry, but I think I'm going back to the roots now. Yeah, let's go back to wood,
yeah,
fire.
Eugene was siding with my boyfriend earlier, but also in Eugene's defense, he really likes my boyfriend, so he's inclined to side with him.
Yo, you can like somebody, but you don't have to like everything they do.
No, like, I love him, but this is
Look,
where...
the gas thing makes sense, but also, like... I want to have friends.
No DNA, just RSA.
You know what I'm saying, Angel?
And bride.
Yo.
Oh, that's hilarious.
This gentleman has the final say, I think.
They asked me once if we've got mental illness in our family, running in our family.
Mm.
I told them, yeah, I have one uncle. He bribes on gas.